On average, Kodiak residents kill 15 to 20 bears each year in defense of life or property. This year, only one has been killed. Alaska Department of Fish and Game wildlife biologist Larry Van Dale says the sharp decline in threatening bear encounters is probably a result of hunter education and a good berry season.
People around here are getting more and more savvy about bear behavior and trying to minimize problems. And, you know, I think the bears probably had a good year for food. Contrary to what we thought earlier, we didn't think the berry crop was very good at all, but it seems that the bears have found plenty of natural food, so that makes a big impact on it also.
Van Dale says the most common situations when humans will have a dangerous encounter with a bear are either during fall hunting or if a bear becomes used to human food or garbage. He says that ADF&G has worked to educate people on how to avoid bears.
The way we've tried to address that is with education. We teach a lot of the hunters as much as we can about what really is a bear attack and how to avoid them. And with regard to town and the villages, we work real hard to try to minimize the places that bears can get human food and garbage, either by improving the landfill sites with electric fencing and putting up bear-resistant dumpsters, or just teaching people that you don't want to keep food or garbage stored in a way that a bear can get to it.
Van Dale gives this advice to those concerned about a bear encounter.
The three main things that you can do is learn about them, not surprise them, and not attract them to your area.
Van Dale adds that if someone is out hunting and a bear gets to their kill first, the meat belongs to the bear. Hunters cannot defend their kill, but can defend themselves.